Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent On. Another Monday, beautiful weather. Yes, we can release the tension. Yes, take our headphones off for the moment. And I can say that the weather is just above and beyond beautiful. It's so hot. I don't like heat. I don't know how my beautiful girls, ladies, friends will also talk about weather, if they like it or not. But it's the beginning of the summer and I'm already tired of the heat. But in our studio is cold. Why I'm talking about? Because it's freezing here. Yes?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
We are. Okay. Accent on LA Talk Radio, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time every Monday. For last six, I think, maybe 6.5 years. Then everybody who doesn't know us yet and see us on Facebook, please go to Accent On page and like us and join us every Monday. We are here and I'm bringing amazing, amazing guests with me. And today is one of those Mondays that I can come and hug all of my guest friends. They are my friends right now, but we didn't know each other maybe a few months ago, but they will be friends forever, that's for sure. Then maybe let's start our introduction. Anya, what is your name?
My name is Anya, I can say my last name is Leszczyńska.
That's a very not easy name to pronunciate for some people, Leszczyńska, which probably suggests right away that you are one of us. You're a Polish lady.
Yes, I am.
Yes, and you are gorgeous and you are beautiful. And you have every month you have a segment on our show, which we are talking about
food and nutrition.
And today we'll be a little bit serious because I think the topic that we'll be talking about is very, very important to me too. We'll be talking about high blood pressure. And we'll be talking about diet. Diet? We need to diet?
Diet will die. So we're going to talk about lifestyle modifications.
I like that. Also, Anya, you need to remind us, everybody, because you have great, great business that you are really growing and really everybody needs to check your link to NutriTune. Could you tell us how people can find you there? Find your recipes, find amazing picture of so many great dinners, breakfasts, and lunches that everybody can find something for themselves. Then could you describe in your words what is your way of feeding the world?
Well, my way of feeding the world is customize, because there is no one approach fits all. Everyone is different, everyone has different genes makeup, everyone comes from different culture, and everyone has different food preferences. And also the health condition, like Ilona, the high blood pressure, yep, will change and will adjust my recommendation for you.
I cannot wait. Then again, could you give us a spell for everybody your business name?
NutriTune. I am helping you to I'm tuning you into healing power of nutrition for strong brain and powerful body.
Look at you. It's so cute because I think you are here maybe 4 times. You were a little bit nervous 4 months ago, and now you are so pro.
Well, the experiences, and your energy puts me on at peace. Aww. And I think yes, the repetition is mother of knowledge. So yes. As we are doing things and we continue doing things, we feel more comfortable. And
why I'm saying that, because we have very, very wonderful friend of mine right now, another Anya with us, mm-hmm. who also has a segment on Acting On for last 4 months, I think.
Yeah, is it
four?
Mm-hmm.
The same time. You both started the same way.
And we did our first time together. Yeah?
And yes. You are the success coach. Success coach for a lot of artists.
Yeah, life coach.
Could you, one more time, closer to microphone, everybody?
Oh.
And yes, you are so far away.
Of course.
Could you tell us, Anya, spelling of your name, because it's a little different than Anna. Yes, it's just only a tiny little difference, but yes. And again, remind us, what is your business, how we can get in touch with you, mm-hmm. and how people can find you outside of Accent On, of course, on the Facebook, which every link is there, and of course on LA Talk Radio. If you go to page Accent On and scroll down, you have 300 shows, but the one on the top, that's our recent one with description who was the guest. Then, okay, Anya, you are originally from Germany.
Right. And you write Anya with A-N-I-A, right? And uh-huh. mine is A-N-J-A.
That's all,
and
yeah.
So then there could be A-N-Y-A, but that's not it. It's A-N-J-A. Mm-hmm. And
yes.
Anya Walter Ries.
And you are our expert because you're really trying to coach us. Everybody's different expert. I think I'm expert too in certain things.
Yeah.
But I think we have something in common here, and not only coming back soon to my wonderful another friend, Sylvia, who is also model and great photographer, and she'll be talking about beauty. Then we have like insight, greatness, body and mind, and goal in life, strength, which you are helping us to really clarify in our heads how to get better, how to be more successful through your company, mm-hmm. which the name of company is?
Well, it is Success Coaching, and actually it's like a life and career coaching for artists, actors, singers, creatives in the entertainment industry, and also just creative entrepreneurs, executives, and people who want to really, change things and live their full potential.
Yeah, and some people will say, what is the connection between how you eat, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, or dieting, or losing weight, or any inside your body problem with really being successful? We right away know that we have big connection,
Right.
They say how you feel, this is how you look, this is how you project.
Well, it's all connected, right? You already said it, money, money, yeah.
Money, body, money.
Money, mind,
body,
and
money,
body. And the
money
quirky,
will come.
The quirky soul and...
body, yeah. mind connection.
Exactly,
yeah.
Body, mind, and soul connection, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's all connected. So what you eat, affects your brain, affects your mental state. What you take into the body or into the brain, you will have an effect on your outside world. And success, I always say success is like that succeeds what you would like to desire to succeed. So it's an inside-out job, right? And you tackle the body more, right, directly. And I do that too with some of the tools I use, working through the body.
Especially with people who are hyper like me. Mm-hmm. You are so wonderful. You gave me a few meditation
sentences to meditate
to calm myself mm-hmm. down. But outside of that, I really need to take care of the issue from the medical point mm-hmm. of view. To be so beautiful, then next Sunday, my session, photograph session with Sylvia, who is right now here, that we all will prove how I'm coming from low blood pressure to being secure about how I look, to getting into your hands and your camera hands, and hopefully we'll have a beautiful pictures of mine, and not only mine, because we'll be talking how many great artists you already have on your page. Now, what is your name, Sylvia? Full name.
Hi, my
closer
name
to microphone. Yes, I've spoken.
Hi, my name is Sylvia.
And your second name is
Kozira.
Oh, that's very unusual, because you have two names. If people want to look at you on the website, your business is under Sylvia
Kozira.
And spells
K-O-Z-Y-R-A.
And you are a photographer.
Photographer, yes, but I am model too. So
and
model,
yes.
I have different name, Novak. It's my family name. So just like I'm using both.
And I will say, her pictures are just so beautiful, so, so elegant, so beautiful. I think she represents a ladies, woman in the most classy, elegant way. Some pictures are in swimming suit and the little nightgowns and just little dressed, undressed, but really dressed. But your way of presenting,
I love that.
yes, but you know, as the big. You need to have a class to really represent yourself so elegantly that I want to be you. Mm. This photo picture that we'll be having will be not like that, like Sylvia, that will be only my face.
You'll be yourself.
Yeah, I'll be myself and only my face. But
in the bikini.
Again, everybody, please, 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 just go and check Sylvia's Novak Facebook page, because you will see so many amazing photographs and pictures of hers. And also one more time, the one that is your business one, which you have amazing actors, gorgeous people, they're beautiful people that you create images for them. Yes, and they're mostly actors.
Yes, it's a Sylvia Kozura photography. But first I'd like to say thank you very much, Ilonka, for inviting me to your show. I'm very happy to be here. Today I may be just a little shy because it's my first time to be at this one company. So originally I'm from Poland, but now I was living in Chicago before I coming to LA. Now I'm here. It's an amazing place. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. So I feel here very happy, just like I can continue my work. Now I'm working as a professional photographer. And I'm still in the modeling, so I connect to the best passion, and I try to do the best, just like I hope everybody can see on my photos.
Yes, I say you have the. You know, I think you need to have special eye to, especially for a woman to see another woman beautiful. You know, we have a lot of guys who are photographers, and yeah, they naturally. They think that they know when woman is beautiful, but I think through your lenses is something that classy, very beautiful and classy, and I love that, and I cannot wait for us to work together. And also I'm proud that I caught you, because before you leave to Chicago again, you had a pleasure to stay almost 9 months in Los Angeles, and you did amazing job here with a lot of great people. You work with studios with very known photographers who are photographing big stars here in Hollywood, and I know that you were maybe the lucky one that they wanted to really have you in their own studios, and not only, I don't want to say teach you, but in a way, yes, they open their talents to
That's
you
true,
because
yeah.
they see that you are a very, very special yeah. photographer.
Yeah, so here I'm doing great, very big lesson. So just like my experience is much better, so I'm very happy that I'm here and I can do photos. So I think every person is beautiful, every person has something what I try to see, because I see sometimes I think what is inside the yeah. person, how looks the soul. So yeah, so this is my passion, and yeah. I'm going to do and continue my work because I love it.
Also, you are a mother of two beautiful children.
Thank you, yes.
And you are, of course, married, very, very handsome gentleman for many, many years. And then I think everything is going very well in your life. Then my role here is to promoting your business, because we know that LA Talk Radio is heard all around America and Chicago also. Then you will be soon there. Then people who like your style, they better find you on a Facebook and contact you. Mm-hmm. You know, and especially after these 9 months and here in Los Angeles, and contacts with really the best what LA has to offer as a mentors and great studios, then I think you'll be very, very, and you are already very, very successful. And we are keeping fingers closed.
Thank you
and
so much.
Let's move forward. And please, if you have something to add, because people will see your pictures. You are very lean and tall, and I'm sure you have certain way of eating, and I want to be you too, the way how you eat and how you look. You are tall, but also you are very lean and great legs. Everything's just beautiful, and you are a Polish girl, and I'm so proud of all of us because we are all gorgeous. You are from Europe, Germany too. We have this inner power.
You
know, yes, you know, and we are talking. We'll be talking about your horse riding, all of these things.
Oh.
We have so many different things going on in life, outside also of profession, which makes us who we are. Really, I hope beautiful, powerful, very talented ladies, which Accent On loves to promote. Okay, high blood pressure.
Okay. Silent killer.
Silent killer. I am so hyper all my life. And certain symptoms, what I thought is that I'm tired of myself and something is a really unusual feeling in my head. You know, I was saying, like, I drink maybe too much champagne, which I don't like champagne, I don't drink. But something was very unusual, and I felt a week ago really, really weird. And we went straight to emergency hospital. My daughter was with me. God, thank you, because I will go sleep. But before I went to hospital, I checked my blood pressure at the Rite Aid, everybody. They have great stations. You can go there and check, and hopefully they're correct. Mm-hmm. They do correct. But I did that because I really felt weird. And my daughter said, Mother, we are going straight to hospital. Yes. And they said, whoa, you know, high blood pressure, really high. Then I need to do something about that. First, I'm going back to our expert dietitian. I want to say how well educated you are, but if people want to know more about you, we have already 4 meetings which you describe your high education on this topic. But now you have me, and you better cure me. Okay,
right.
Everybody who has high blood pressure, let's see what Anya, can do for us. I'm not even joking.
High blood pressure people
now. Then you will talk to me. You call me down too. Yes, Anya, what I can do to be better? I really thought I'm eating okay. I cook salt, probably maybe a little too much, but not so. What am I doing wrong?
Well, first of all, stress, which is the silent killer. Stress kills, and that's something that adds up to the blood pressure.
Yeah, but how to live without stress? Everything what I do that excites me is also stressful. I think it's fun stress. But
well,
maybe it's not.
Stress really is not so much the problem. It's more the negative stress.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, I had a lot of stress for many years. This probably got me to this point that I am right now. What to do? What to do? How to do? Everybody who has stress, everybody who has very, very not few years or few months or few days, very hard. Probably there. Okay, see, somebody's calling me, but I don't care.
Another stressor.
They're already stressed. Tell me what to do, how to help ourselves.
Yeah, so of course I'm gonna investigate nutrition components. Yeah. They may contribute to your stress level, which of course is sodium, salt.
Salt.
Well, there are some foods we may not think about that they have sodium in it, like pastries, coffee scones. Ilona, what do you eat?
I don't eat. I don't eat that.
But what do you eat?
I eat a lot of vegetables, but I love soups. And when I have soups, obviously, I'm adding typical what everybody does, the bouillon, the chicken bouillon, you know, like yellow great powder.
Like consomme.
That's probably, and I like green pickles. We'll talk about this. There's sour pickles. I love sauerkraut, which is very Polish. I do almost every week. I cook that too. But that's not typical American diet. But yeah, you are right. Salt probably was a big part of also how
so
my blood pressure
looks. You can rinse them. Like, let's say sauerkraut and pickles are great foods because they are sources of probiotics, the probiotics are good bacteria. Mm. They help us with weight management. They boost our mood because they produce happy chemicals, endorphins. So I recommend eating fermented foods, but with high blood pressure, we want to eat them differently. We want to limit their intake and also rinse them. You can like take the cucumber from the brine and rinse it a little bit.
Okay.
So you will lose sodium, you'll lose a little bit of bacteria as well. But I mean, still, it's going to be something beneficial.
I'll not eat whole pickle. I can do few, like pieces of.
Yeah, so instead of having this like cucumber, right, which packs like, I would say, 300 milligrams of sodium, we need
That's
per day 1,500 milligrams. Without saying numbers, it's like 2/3 teaspoon of salt.
Yeah.
Which, consider, one slice of pizza has 500 milligrams of sodium.
Oh, gosh. Pickle pizza. Both.
Pizza?
Both? No. I don't. I really don't.
Well,
I like eggs.
And you can have cucumber without the salt. Not sour. Just cucumbers.
I love cucumbers,
really
avocados.
Awesome.
I really
cucumbers
think I eat
awesome.
Well. Then maybe this is a stress.
When you eat and what? How much time do you take to eat? Do you eat like in a calm environment? Do you relax when you eat, or are you?
No. Yes. I really have a good relationship with food. I really enjoy my food.
Okay.
And I am not hyper. I just have a moment always. You know, my dog is next to me, I'm eating and watching something pleasant. No, that's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, salt, I know, and probably everybody who has high blood pressure, we know we need to watch that. This exercise stuff, walking, is this already something that we still need to be very, very considerate?
So the exercise, well, generally finding something that relaxes you. Like for me, I love running. I did recently marathon, and that's something that helps me to stay centered.
Oh,
so
gosh, one of those marathons. Sylvia, are you running, Sylvia?
No.
I'm not running. I'm walking for like 2 weeks because I got so scared, and I'm really every day try walk for 30 minutes, but running, I see some girls passing me. I'm like, what the? How do they do that? I know you are, you know, you like
running
to ride horses, and you have your own ways of exercising, and you have low blood pressure, then you are out of this discussion. We need to give you more coffee. What about coffee?
So coffee, it's not recommended if you have high blood pressure. So because the caffeine raises blood
tea?
Pressure a little bit. So go for herbal tea, like chamomile tea.
I want
tea.
A coffee.
Non-caffeine.
What about decaf?
Decaf is good because decaf doesn't have
taste.
Caffeine.
Fools me. I will say right now I bought myself expensive decaf, and I'm like, ooh, it tastes good. Which means that maybe we are more attached not for, you know, caffeine, for the taste and ambience of it.
Right,
then.
The ritual.
But ritual. Mm-hmm. Then you think that caffeine... decaf, I still can have it.
Mm-hmm, totally. So find the decaf coffee that you love and use your favorite cup, pour it nicely into it. And, you know, also use like the good creamer. If you use creamers, I recommend using something that is unprocessed. Because, well, you can
unprocessed
really
creamer, what's that? Cow with milk?
You can use like coconut milk.
Oh, that's what you call it.
You can use, well, half and half, it's unprocessed.
Really?
It's the real thing, yeah.
Half and half is unprocessed?
Even the whole thing. Even if you take sweet that you use for doing the cream. I mean, full cream.
You can use whipped cream. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, whipped cream.
Whipped cream, yes, it's
oh,
cool.
That's even better. Okay. I like that very much. Oh, then coffee, I take care of it.
But
cookies, cakes,
cheese.
Sweets. Yeah. What do I need to eat something? And what vegetables or what food has good side that if I add to my diet, my blood pressure will go down? And
so
then we'll talk about stress.
Yeah, so the diet recommended for high blood pressure is called DASH diet, which means dietary approaches to stop hypertension.
Okay.
And that diet, it's like basically like Mediterranean diet.
Oh.
It's high in fiber, so like whole grains, beans, vegetables.
But beans are salty.
No,
depends which beans you're gonna get. If you get canned beans, then yes, canned beans tends to tend to be salty. Mm-hmm. So when you buy canned beans, check the amount of sodium on the label.
How good is good?
So the good is anything below 140 milligrams per serving.
Anything under, like blood pressure, anything under 140, you are alive.
But then you have the different types of things. Mm-hmm. You know, you cannot just have the beans under 140. The other thing could add to the salt again.
Okay.
So I would eat, you know.
Then like I need to buy like real beans
So what you can do, like if I buy the canned beans, I would grab like three different cans, different brands, and just compare which one has the lower amount of sodium.
Why actually canned? Why not organic?
Because it's
pure?
Convenient. It's convenient. And let's be realistic.
Yeah.
We don't have always time to cook the beans.
Especially they need to like wash them for like whole night. Sometimes keep them in the water.
Before
yes.
You go for bed.
Closer to microphone.
There, let them sit. Next morning they're done.
Anya, closer to microphone. You are far away.
Sorry.
You're so comfortable. It's like I wish we have couches
like,
here. And it's like okay, girls. And a little bit coffee decaf for me. And
sorry.
We need to ask a boss, our boss, Sam. Maybe he will organize for us.
lounge
with Ilona and Accent On. Okay. The beans. Do I need to wash these things that the beans are in a can, like a little water? Wash these things under the water or just...
So if the beans have more than 140 milligrams per serving, which is usually half a cup, then yes, you can rinse it.
Okay.
So use cold water.
wash with little powder.
Take this
everything. And... yeah, that's very important to me because some people say when you are washing this foam, whatever, you are getting rid of some very good stuff. But you say,
No, you're not going to.
It's about fiber, yes?
Fiber or.
Okay,
fiber and beans in beans will stay, which they're those very
beneficial
ingredients. Yes.
Okay, now we know. Decaf for Ilona, beans for Ilona. Avocado, what is the vegetables that is good to add? What is this Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet more? I want to know more.
So basically, all kinds of veggies like cucumbers, tomatoes, asparagus, any veggie that is non-starchy veggie, which also...
What is starchy veggie?
Starchy veggies like potato.
Potatoes are great.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't eat those, but they also are starchy.
Okay, yeah.
So we don't count them as the vegetables. We count them as a starch.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
No difference?
Well, I mean, they are still starchy vegetables, but they are good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's all about, like, with the starch, how much starch you eat. And I would say eat, like, the serving size about your fist.
Okay.
That's kind of like good amount, and you combine it with half plate of non-starchy veggies, which are it's your rainbow on the plate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So like, you know,
and then
green.
Everybody, look at Anya. We'll all look like Anya. Tiny Anya, that's all what she eats. We'll come back after I will talk to my ladies because I want some recipe. I'm sure you said you bring me something for today. I don't know what you plan. What we are looking for?
A surprise, I will post it on the Instagram.
Why? No, you will not. You will not tell us right now what we'll be having for dinner.
Well, I can.
Yes, you tell us, then we post. You send me the link or something, then I will repost after our show.
Give me some of your blood pressure. I need to warm up here a little bit.
I have. I bought in Rite Aid some special things my daughter bought for me, and really reads very well. I compare with the, Rite Aid, and they're all almost identical. Then you think. Well, I supposed to be worried?
Well, you know, as long as you are eating balanced, you are eating healthy, high in vegetables, and also high in healthy fats, because the DASH diet has also like focusing on the good fats, like olives, avocado.
But olives are very salty.
Well, that's the thing, yes.
Wash them with the powder, soap. Every olive.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're aware about it because the olives.
I love
there's
olives.
Not that many low sodium olives on the market.
Yeah,
that's a crazy thing. Yeah, it's how
keeping them. Yeah, to them like either rinsing them or like having like nine olives. That's like the serving size.
Portion control.
Fat.
Okay.
Well, I use
Mediterranean.
Numbers,
yeah, I will go on a Google and I will Google the DASH diet because that's what you told me. Next week I will be having so low blood pressure like Anya that will be working on me when you come back in June.
Then you can add
because
salt again.
We'll not have you for May. Because
I will be traveling. To
you're
Thailand.
Traveling, yes. And we all are traveling here and there. Everybody's traveling.
May
somehow.
Is a travel month.
He's a beautiful
it's a lifestyle.
Month.
Traveling is a lifestyle.
Yeah, and then we will come back to the moment of stress. Talking about stress, which everybody's stressed out. Everybody's stressed out. But somehow, some people, even when they're stressed out, the level of blood pressure is okay or low, because I know that our expert Anya. When you are dealing with artists and people like me who are hyper all the time, you probably found out that sometimes they focus maybe too much of on outside than on what they need to really improve the in their maybe body and mind to become more successful. Because some people think, oh, if I only will be looking good, if I only will be having great clothes or something, people will think I am a success story already. In the making, then what do you think when you have so many different clients, how they deal with the pressure, how to look the best? Do they have this like pressure? I need to look better, and that's why I'm not successful because I'm.
Pressures, and there's definitely one also about how do I look and do I, you know, and you know when you start not being 20 anymore, you know, then the whole topic of age coming into and of being radiant, that the hair, you know, the skin is glowing and that you're beautiful and that you're, of course, that's a big topic. I mean, stress, you know, can be created by anything, actually, because it's not what's outside of us that causes the stress, but it's how we interpret what we perceive, you know. So if you want to travel and you have a great time and you're excited, that's really actually not stress, really. Even if your blood pressure might go up, you know, you have the endorphins coming and you have a dopamine in the brain and the whole body is like, yay, you know, and it's like laughing loud, you know, a lot, and you can be, you know, hilarious and it's very healthy. But if you have stress, that means really that actually what you have in your life, yourself, and what you perceive around you, you start to interpret in a way that stresses you. So if you take things personally, if you worry about things, if you get, you know, often a good indicator for stress is if we get ticked off quickly. So let's say somebody crosses you on the road and you're like, oh, that's me, how could he, you know, this is causing stress. So your adrenaline is going up. Adrenaline, you know, you can explain that better than me, but adrenaline, it's really one of the main causes of stress and the blood pressure going up and, you know, the kidneys are involved and all that good stuff. And that happens, you know, when you stress yourself out with certain thoughts. So it might be resistance to something in your life, resistance to age, for example, that, okay, you know, I am not looking like 20 anymore. Too bad, not like 30 anymore either. But hey, I'm still beautiful and I can feel beautiful and I can look healthy and radiant and people say, oh, you look beautiful, no matter which age. So it's an attitude, it's a mental state, the interpretation. And when you have right now, you have a lot going on in your life, like I know, you know, because we, you know, we're friends, you know, that's part of if you have so many different things to juggle that and to not get like, feel like pulled here and pulled here and then, oh, and then this and I forgot this and then this and ah, oh, and then maybe, oh, how could he do this? And how is this happening? No, this is what we create. So it's, and then maybe worries, okay, when, what if this is not happening? What if this is not coming in? Be it money, be it, you know, like a, you prepare for something, be it an audition or you meet a client or, you know, and then it's like, oh, is it going to happen or not? So we contract. So every time also we contract, we create stress. You know, and we don't even feel it often anymore. We have this, tight shoulders, you know, the tight neck. That's all a sign. The body is actually mirroring us, the stress we make ourselves mentally. And then at some point, it cannot compensate anymore. And that when, you know, the lids gets off and you have high blood pressure or other people go into depression or other people go into rage, you know, being angry all the time. Oh, that's a personality thing a little bit, right? I cannot go into high blood pressure because I'm just not made for that. But I can go, for me, it's the other way around. You know, if I don't sleep enough if I don't eat well, if I don't really focus on leading, being a leader of my mind and of my interpretations of things, I can get very low. So I might, you know, not sleep well, I might not get up out of bed, I'm not getting depressed anymore really, like I used to have depression that brought me into coaching, but I can feel low, and I can feel like, we have the difference in Germany, I don't know if it's in German, if it's in English too, depressed and deprimiert, which means like you decompressed, you know, you're not really depressed, but you're going to decompress more. So that's my challenge, and that's people with low blood pressure, it's like to get energy, right? Okay. How do you, and for you, it's like how
be next
do you get
to
your,
me.
How do you, exactly, good to get, how do you get the energy down? So that's why all kinds of mental training is also so important.
And that's all part of, because why we are talking about this. I know you have so many artists, so many successful people who they lost for the moment, maybe believe that this will be forever, the success story, or they want to change something in their lives, and they are more and more stressed out, or age, or losing business. I know you're dealing with the people who come to you and say, I am so stressed, I don't know if I can make it, I don't know if these things will happen, I put so much money, effort into my business or all my life I'm working towards achieving this goal, that goal, and it's not happening. And how can you get them out from this funk?
Well, the first thing, the first thing is really to identify what are the thoughts, the beliefs, what's the programming running right now? Okay. You know, what movie are you? Are you in a movie?
I like that.
You know,
that's
like
so cool.
You know, like your life movie. What are you in right now? Are you in a drama? You know,
oh
where you're
gosh.
Fighting against odds, and you
so
know
cool.
the hero that has to fight everybody, and nobody wants you. And you know what kind of movie? What kind of script are you writing yourself? And who are you casting into your movie?
Oh,
you
la
know,
la
having a drama with that. And or are you just like saying, woman, this is not belonging in my life anymore, this kind of drama or this kind of thought stream, this kind of inner movie in front of my eyes, you know, and then it's catching it, and we can catch it, you know, through how we feel. So your high blood pressure is showing there's some movie going on in your life that you're creating, you know.
Oh, yeah. I cannot decide being drama,
movies.
horror, drama, comedy, a lot,
yeah,
because
the past,
I love to smile.
You know, then the
and
past,
the past
movies,
oh,
that's,
God.
That's the worst,
oh,
even, you know. If you keep them running from
and
the past,
of course.
You know, okay, he did this, and then this happened
always
there.
And
right, and how
could
you do, and then, you know, and it's still running, and then you use it also for determining what is possible today and tomorrow, which creates stress in the present even double, because not only, oh, this happened, how horrible. No, because it happened, it means it couldn't happen again.
Yeah.
You know, and it maybe this is happening right now, so I better go on, you know, defense or attack, then we're in this whole thing.
You're right, but
so
being
it's catching it.
Being aware that
right.
I'm doing this to myself,
right,
or people who are hyper, or people who are more stressed
right.
than more... We are not aware. We are just
right.
running,
you're
running.
Just
always
unconscious
running,
running. In a way, almost.
But I think the moments like that, then you go to hospital or they tell you, you know, then you say, when this happened? I felt like that for so many years, for so many things, you know. Am I doing this to myself? Why I decided this is a cute part of me? No, it's killing me. Then I need to stop thinking that this is part of who Ilona is. I need to really... get rid of that. The movie need to stop. I have
well,
better ending.
Well, that's a good point to differentiate, like, who am I really and what's running me? And I think the program that runs us in the past and all the beliefs and the judgments, you know, everything that stresses us is actually not really who we are. It's what we use to get to know as that's me. It's our identity and it's our pattern of coping, actually, with what's going on. But it's just coping, more or less. It's not really transforming it, dissolving it. So, yeah, you, Ilona, you are... First of all, don't make an identity out of it. Like, you know, I'm high blood pressure, hyper people. I wouldn't say anymore I'm hyper, actually. That's the first step. Don't say that anymore. You're a passionate person.
I am.
You have a great temperament, you know. Yes. You have exuberance. You have positive energy. See how differently it feels differently?
I love it.
I'm so hyper. I'm but a high
you are
blood.
Sorry, this
you know?
Is the positive spin on everything what could
and
be
that brings
in
you
my head.
Down.
Now I say, okay, don't be happy. Don't be... like pushy, no, it's me. I want to be this way,
right.
But I need to also like Anya said, watch what I eat, watch what I do, and knowing that I'm having this, I love this movie in my head, mm-hmm. on what movie in my head right mm-hmm. now I have. Do I really want to buy the tickets for this movie?
And what role
I don't want to go. And, right. you know, be in my head and deal with this and just not enter this
and
territory.
And you're the hero in your movie. We all are. We yeah. are the main... you know, actor.
We're in control. We're
yeah,
in
and we are also yes. the director, oh. with the color editor, with the casting director, with the producer. You know, we have all these roles and we're not aware. We actually in this movie and think that somebody runs this movie and, oh God, now I'm in this situation again. But no. The movie I'm creating, I am creating. They create, you create yours. So we co-create all these different movies. And then it's like, where do you are in resonance with and dock into the movie of somebody else or say, no, okay, this is fine, but this is, I'm not in that movie. He's in his movie or she. That's fine. It's the best I do. You know, I don't have to judge it. I don't judge me. And that's already relaxing. If you get out of this whole judgment game, you know, and really say, okay, it's not working for me maybe, you know, I don't want this way, but I don't need to judge this person or me. So you have high, you know, the blood goes up, so it means like don't judge yourself for it, don't mm-hmm. make yourself feel bad about it, just see something is off balance. So off balance is in the food too much salt, so get it
too
down, maybe too much from this or that, so even it out a little bit. You know, this old half and half principle, like what was it called in Germany, like friss die Hälfte, means, you know, eat half of it, just do mm-hmm. half of everything
portions. Yeah.
The portions. But then also in your mind, you know,
yeah.
get the negative thoughts, the judgments, stressy thoughts down and get the ones up that make you feel, hey, it's all going to be good. You know, a mantra can help. You know, it's all going to work out good. Oh, God is on my side, is in my back. Spirit is here. I'm not alone. You know, I had a very stressful time at the time when I lived in Massachusetts, and I was, you know, my marriage was unraveling with my husband. And it was clear this is not going to work, and I didn't like the job I was in more, and I knew I had to go out of all this. Everything had to change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in these situations, when you feel like so many things have to change, and you're in transition, and the new thing you want and you see already is not here yet, and the old hasn't left yet,
yeah.
that's the toughest, actually. That's also the time when people have the most stress. Right, and then maybe they lose something, they lose a person out of their life, or they lose money or whatever, so it's a lot. And at that time for me, it was like fear came up, so it was like I was so scared in that time, you know, and I would drive to work and I would cry. Mm. The hour I would drive to work in my car, I would cry and it would scream, and I could tell this is a kid screaming here. This is like, ah! This is a kid screaming, you know? I'm like, this is my inner child screaming, you know? And this was 3 days in a row, back and forth. And at the moment I was at work, I was like, bing! Right? That's how we are. We function then. We all, and I'm like, nobody knew what was going on. And I said, something needs to change here. So I said, okay, a little kid inside of me, you don't have to do this with me. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to, you know, juggle all these things. And with my ex-husband, still married at the time, you go to play now. So I imagined I sent her to a little, you know, like kindergarten with a good fee and with some animals she wanted to have and with friends. And I sent her then, you know, I pick you up after work. You know, you don't have to deal with this. I take care as an adult. I'm mama here. You know, I'm mama and papa. So I did what, you know, we hope we get from our parents, but they weren't there anymore. I'm an adult, so I have to do it for myself now,
yeah.
right, as an adult. So the moment I did this, no crying anymore. I went to work, I did my, and I got myself sorted out, like, okay, what are the next steps? What do I do now? Hey, it doesn't look that dark. You can make choices. What is not working? Okay, there you say no. What is working? There you say yes. And at the evening, you take out your kid, you know, and then you have some playtime. And it's so important for relaxation. It's like, let everything go. Put it on the waiting spot somewhere and just say, I listen to some music. Maybe I draw. What do I do as a kid? What do you like to do, right? I like always to draw and paint. So I started to draw little horses, as I used to do as a kid for half an hour. And my inner kid was happy and I was relaxed, you know. Or we say always meditation today, but what it really is, meditation is just you breathe. And you have either some positive thoughts you entertain, or you just let all the thoughts pass by that are not so entertaining and send them away in the sky and let them bing, you know, explode. So being playful, being lighthearted, trusting. Trust and faith are so important against stress, you know. It's like, for me, it's praying. It's going really deep and saying, I am connected. I'm not alone. Spirit is here. And it doesn't matter how you call it, if it's God or Buddha or Allah or I don't care. We have all names for this. But what it comes down to is the force that has you breathe every day, has your heartbeat, has the air here. Now, in abundance. We don't have to think, there's not enough air here. Oh, she already breathes and she breathes. I don't have enough air here anymore. I have to hold on. No, it's enough there. Abundance is everywhere. We are taken care of. You know, we brought into this world by a magic force we can't explain. And this magic force is still here, every beat of our heart. And if you connect with that, you connect also with your inner guidance system, your inner wisdom, your intuition. And you can, you know, breathe yourself and intuit yourself through these challenges. And know you're not alone, you're taken care of. And there will be the next day. And it's all good. It's all good. And there's a lesson in the darkness. There's a light in the darkness, you know?
This is why Anna Walter-Rees is with us, and she's an expert, and she's coaching us how to become just better every day for ourselves.
And you are also so good already. You're so good already. So,
and
don't
thank
even
you for
get
that.
Better, you know?
Because not everybody who listens is an actor or star or
no
another.
No matter what they are,
that
good
people
enough.
People that need this type of conversation and acceptance. Mm-hmm. And also, I think everybody after today's show will take this great description of you telling us that whatever is in our heads is like a movie that if we buy the tickets to, we are stuck for 1 hour maybe, we still can leave the movie, but really we are choosing what is in our head. Then, you know, I don't want any more horror, and I need to not see, oh, maybe later will be not so scary. Mm-hmm. It's already scary enough, then let's not go there, people. And then again, Anya, if people want to get in touch with you, because time runs,
and I know,
like I mentioned, we all are...
That's always my challenge.
Yes. No, it's beautiful. There was a very, very, very good lesson. And really, I never stopped you from talking, which means I couldn't... I was like, oh, okay, I like it. Everything's great.
Thank you so much.
Then if people want to talk to you via phone, via email, how they can get...
Well, there's one thing that you can go to my website, and there's also a free gift to download there, and that's Anya, ANJAWALTERIS.com. So that's my name, AnyaWalterIS.com in English and DE in German. You can send me a text at 310-293-2827. And to connect with me, you can go on Facebook. Watch this, you know, right? I'm on Instagram now. I'm on Pinterest. I really discovered Pinterest.
That's a lot of fun for me.
Interesting.
I was very surprised about that. In connection with Frank
and
Sinatra.
We know that in May you will be not here, then probably you'll be calling in from Germany or wherever you are going.
Whenever I'm not here, then I'm calling in.
You can have a guest next to you if you want somebody to talk about past experience with you, or just find a topic. And I still believe that the self-improvement is all what we are looking for, because we have only one life to live. And then, Sylvia, one more time, you know, you are very calm, closer to microphone.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm listening to what the beautiful ladies will say, so I'm agree 100% with you, Anya. So I think sometimes then I'm stressed. I was more from Chicago before I was in the Poland, before I was in the USA. So I was moving maybe on the short time many times. So I know something about the stress. But
also you seem to be so calm.
I try. But you know, for me, just like give me the coin, just I try to see what is around me. Just
because
like
you have an eye of artist, you know, to see not only through lenses of,
how
but you are so
beautiful.
You already were running around looking for the best place that you think we could have what I want. You know, you live and breathe with this, and you were so happy. Your first words when you came here, you said, "I found the right place
for
us."
I tried to, yes.
You know,
see what what is fine, what is the best for me on this one day, because life is too short to have a stress and thinking about the money, about the this. What is important for me? Just I was asked the question many times.
Mm-hmm. That's a good
what
question.
Is, what number one? Okay,
what do I really
number
want?
Number one mm-hmm. for me should be I, my kids, and we are healthy, we are happy. So what I should to have more, mm-hmm. right?
That's
and
already
yeah, so
wonderful build-up for the happy life. And like I say, you have full family and successful husband too. And but like you say, moving back and forth, which my whole life was also this way. I was always changing places where I was living. I never felt that I have a place called home, you know. And then you find out that places everywhere when you have your little chair and food or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. a dog next to you or special with your family. Then already that's the warm, cozy, wonderful place to be. And then if people want to find you, how we can get you through?
On my website.
Could you spell and tell us your name?
Sylvia Kozyra Photography.
But you spell Sylvia by V.
S-Y-L-V-A-I-A Kozyra, K-O-Z-Y-R-A Photography.
Wonderful. And of course, Sylvia Novak, this is her personal page, but filled with so beautiful modeling pictures. You are beautiful, gorgeous, beautiful lady. And now, Anya, last
she's
time,
so
you know,
showering with. I love
but
that.
You know, I don't have. I will never bring that's somebody great. That I don't like. But sometimes, mm. you know, I am not getting this feedback. Mm. But, yeah, the mm. connection, and really, all of you are my friends, and mm. my face is smiling every moment when I talk to them for the reason that we have this connection. And mm. connection in life is just who you are spending time with. And I just cherish this 1 hour. And all of you are so, so special. And that's why I'm so proud to have you here on Accent On.
Thank
you. Anya,
you
are leaving to Thailand soon.
Yes.
And you will be again in Zen because you are one of those very peaceful. You're running marathons. And you eat right. You said that you have some recipe for us. Then maybe you will tell us what we'll be cooking, or what I can, if you send me link to your Instagram, what people can see expect. There. Yes, what, yeah, expect.
It's going to be beans in tomato sauce.
Thank you.
Yes, uh-huh. with tomato chunks, and then served with a wonderful salad.
Okay.
Fulfilled with
bread on the side.
Colorful veggies. Well, the beans is going to be a source of carbohydrates and proteins. So we not necessarily need bread unless you really want. Then you can go for the whole grain,
salt
good
in there.
Quality bread.
Bread has salt, quite a bit
depends
of salt.
Depends which one, but yes, the
it usually does
breads,
here.
Yes, mm-hmm. there's a bread called Ezekiel bread, which
oh
bread
yeah, you mentioned.
Doesn't have it.
Okay, I need to look for this bread, and I know it's in Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's has the best prices, but other grocery stores also carry that product.
Then
could
you tell us your link to your Nutratun?
So I do use Instagram, which you can find me googling Nutritune. It's Nutrine, so Nutritune. And my website is right now still in progress.
That's okay.
So
yeah.
Like nutrition in tune, right? Like
yes,
it comes like from that.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Like
nutrition
tune
being
up
in tune.
Or tuning
yeah.
into nutrition.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely. And the pictures that are there, they are delicious. We all want to eat what you post there. And you, eventually you'll be teaching us and on your website with little tiny maybe videos how to do the great stuff. But you are here right now with us, and I'm telling you, this lady is very well educated. She represents dietitian style in a Kaiser's, in two Kaiser's hospitals. Then she's a pretty serious. She knows how to make me perfect when it comes to my high blood pressure. I'm going by beans right now, and I will buy the bread that you mentioned that has no salt, and I will read your recipe, which we'll post. You will send me the link, and we'll see you hopefully in June because you are traveling. You'll be probably calling Anu. You'll be calling probably from Germany.
Wherever.
You will be with us, and we have people that can check you out if they want to book a session or just talk to you about anything that they need right now. And you are in Chicago, but you'll be here back and forth. We know. And I will be here for sure next Monday, like always. And for right now, we love you all. We love everybody who watched us and listened to us until next Monday. Thank you.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
Much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.